Today's shir is Masechta Chulin Daf Tzadik Hei. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tzadik Dalar Mebeis, the bottom line of the Omid. Says the Gemara, Hu Tap Kodam Lil Chavrei, there was this butcher or shaykhid that said to someone else, you have a paisis minoi, if you had been my friend and not my enemy, my leisayfel chamishosh apetam, I would have given you to eat from this animal, the Avdi Esmo, that I made, that was slaughtered yesterday, Amalei. And his friend says to him, Achli Mishufri Shufri, even though you're saying that I did not get the opportunity to eat from this delicious meat, I actually did, Amalei. And the butcher says to him, Enolon, where did you have, how did you get meat? Amalei Dezavin Zavune, I purchased it. The Zavin Pliny of the Chavim, this non-Jew purchased that meat Vesafeli, and he gave me to eat from it. Said to Amalei, to which the Shaykh had said to him, Trey Avdi, I indeed slaughtered two animals, Vahu Trey Fahava. But one animal was kosher, which is of course the animal that I sold and I served to Jewish people. And the animal that came out that was not kosher is the animal that I gave or sold to the Nachri. Amar Rebbe. So Rebbe said, "Bishvil shayt zeh asher shloike hagen." Because this person that sold non-kosher meat to the Nachri, that and obviously this was a place where when they sold non-kosher meat to a Nachri, they made an announcement. And of course, the purpose of the announcement was that that Jewish people should avoid that meat. And now he didn't make that announcement, and that caused that this Jewish person bought non-kosher meat on a nakulin. So we now say that just like this Jewish butcher did the wrong thing by selling non-kosher meat to the Nachri, we'll now say we can never buy kosher meat from a non-Jew, or should we say, and therefore, should we just assume this was a one-time thing, but we don't have to be concerned that that's what other people do, or must we be concerned that just like this happened, where a Jewish butcher sold non-kosher meat to a Nachri, there are other butchers who do the same. And therefore, as we learned in our previous year, since in those days most of the kosher meat was sold by Jewish butchers, and now we're learning that we need to be concerned that Jewish kosher butchers sell the non-kosher meat to Nachrim without announcing, do we need to be concerned that people do that or not? Says, ask the Shaul of Tshuvas Ber Yitzchak, how could a butcher that says that he sold non-kosher meat to a Nachri without having the announcement made be believed? Don't we have a rule throughout Shas that ain't other mesim atzmai rasha? People don't do things that represents that they did something wrong. So here, by him saying that I sold non-kosher meat to the Nachri without the proper announcement, he's saying that he did something that's wrong, and don't we have the rule in other Muslim Atzmei Rasha? So the Be'er Yitzchak answers that the only time we accept this concept of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha is where we speak about an Eidus, by testimony. So somebody offers testimony, and as a result of that testimony, it turns out that he did an Aveira, we don't accept that testimony. Here, in the story that we're speaking about, it's not that he offered Eidus, it's more, and it's a concept that we're going to be speaking about more in our Shurim later. Here, it's going to be a concept of Mesiach Lefitumai. He's just speaking, and this is what came out. Mesiach Lefitumai, the Be'er Yitzchak wants to suggest, we don't say by Mesiach Lefitumai the concern of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw that the Shas Tshuvas Chavolim B'Naimi suggest is that where is there a concern of, where do we apply the concept of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha? He says, where the person who's saying that this is what I did, realize that what he did is wrong. And therefore, a person is not believed to say that he did something which is an Aveira. But in a case where people don't think that what they did is wrong, and therefore they're not embarrassed to say that they did it, we don't, in such circumstances, say, Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. And therefore, he wants to suggest that people don't assume that selling non-kosher meat to a Nachri is doing something wrong, and therefore it's not considered a situation of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. Ask the Gemara, Rebbe L'Tameh, Rebbe is over here following his opinion. Dama Makulin, it is butcher shops in a city of Nachrim, V'tavcha Yisrael, but there are Jewish butchers. Basa nimtza b'yad chachavim, the meat that's found by the Nachri is mutter. And we need not be concerned that the Nachri sold it and made it an avela, because as we said a few moments ago, it was most common that people who bought meat bought the meat from a kosher butcher shop. And even though it is possible that a Nachri might have shechted it himself, or the Jew might have sold him the meat as kosher when it's not, we need not be concerned of that, because people do what's right, and we don't have to worry that the Nachri slaughtered the meat himself, nor we need be concerned that a Jew sold the meat, which is really not kosher, and not informed that it's not kosher. Ikadamri, Amar Rebbe, different version, he really didn't even sell him, he suggests, the non-kosher meat. Rather, what happened over here, he just wanted to make his friend feel bad. He thought that he's going to be able to get away with it and say, you lost out. And his friend just wanted to say, I didn't lose out, but the whole story might never happened. And we need not be concerned that the friend even ate the non-kosher meat. He was just trying to be sharp in answering him. Tama, says the Gemara, according to this explanation, it's only the Chamlet Suri Chaveri. Because we have this contentious relationship between these two people, so that's why we could say that nothing really happened. They were just using this as an opportunity to tease each other. But where we don't have that easy explanation, the halacha actually would be that Osir, you would not be allowed to eat the meat when he says that I sold the non-kosher meat to a Nachri. Ask the Gemara, V'tanya, but didn't we just quote a Braisa, ask the Gemara, the Rebbe Amin Makulam V'tabach Yisrael, that when we have a butcher shop owned by Nachrim, but the butchers, the Shaykhtim Yisrael, any meat that's found by the Nachri, we could be lenient, and we have no need to be concerned that the Nachri slaughtered his own meat, slaughtered this animal, and therefore it's a nevela, or we need not be concerned that they wouldn't make the proper announcement. Answers the Gemara, indeed, under normal circumstances, we need not have this concern. But Shani Hacha, over here, is different. This Chazak Asura, that there was non-kosher meat. And since we saw that there was non-kosher meat, and he wasn't careful to announce that there's non-kosher meat, to help that people should avoid buying meat from this non-kosher butcher shop. That's why over here, if we didn't have this excuse, so to speak, we would have to take a stricter approach. Says the Gemara, Amar Basar Shnesalam and Ayin. If meat was left unsupervised, that means even if you had meat on your table, but it wasn't properly supervised the whole time, the halacha is that meat is also may not be eaten, because we need to be concerned that meat that we have is was taken away by birds or by an animal or by whoever, and that this meat that we have is non-kosher meat. Says Tosfos and Ritva, that even in a place where most of the meat is, the most of the butchers, most of the shochtim are Jewish, and there's not that many nevelos or treifos in that area, even in such a remote likelihood, we need to be concerned that maybe this bird, the kosher meat, was exchanged. Says, so they say, as we're going to learn the reason, because there was such an episode once, so it turns out that it's a chumrah, and even though it was a chumrah, still they all say that we have to be machmer. However, many Rishonim say that even though we're taking this rule, as we just said, so very seriously, we only need to take it seriously with a chance of exchange is a real possibility. But in a place where there are no birds or animals coming, there's nothing to be concerned about. We need not be concerned. The Miri says there's a difference where I found the meat. If it's a place where the likelihood that the meat was taken is very remote, and not only is the likelihood that the meat that was taken is very remote, but it's more than that. I found the meat in the same place where it was in originally. There we have a reason to be lenient. But if we find the meat in a different place where it was originally, even if it's a place where there are no birds coming to take meat, but here we have a real issue, because the meat that we had was not found in the place where we had the original meat. Therefore, here we have a reisah, and therefore we have to be machmer. And that's why the Ritva says, when he explains the Gemara, he says, "Basa hamunach al shulchanai." Why is Rashi emphasizing where the meat was? Because since the meat was in the original place, that's an important consideration in discussing this. Or other Rishonim say that if your meat was hanging and it's in a certain way, in a certain place, and a bird would never hang up or not likely to hang up the meat that way, then the halacha is that we could also be lenient. Anything that points to the fact that nothing happened with that meat, we have reason to be makel. But if there's no concern that there's no possible concern or no real concern that it was a change, that when we could be lenient. The Meshech Chachma says, the Pasuk says, and Parshas Ksisavai into Techacha, the Pasuk says, Sharcha Tavuch Leinecha V'Leisech Memenu. What does that mean? Sharcha Shachach Leinecha. The Torah is saying the meat was in front of you. Because what is the Torah trying to say with that, says the Meshech Chachma? Because if the meat wasn't Leinecha, if the meat wasn't in front of you, then it would anyway be Basar Shenas Alam and Ayin. And if it were Basar Shenas Alam and Ayin, I wouldn't be allowed to eat it anyway. So the Pasuk says the Basar was Basar, that the meat was in front of you. So the fact that the meat was in front of you means that you could, it's kosher meat and you could eat it, but the klala of the tachach is the loisach memenu. You won't get the opportunity to eat from the meat, even though it's completely kosher. So Meisvei asked the Gemara, Rabbi Avim Akul Matabach Yisrael, then we just learned that if you have a butcher shop, that's a butcher shop of Nochrim, but the Sheikhtim are Yisraelim, we learned, Basa Nimsa Biyarev Kechav Mutter, any meat that's found by the Nochri is Mutter, and we don't have to be worried what the Nochri did. Answers the Gemara, Nimsa Biyarev Kechav Shani. This is a different case than the case the Rav said. This is a case where there's a non-kosher butcher, but the non-kosher butcher is watching the meat. And therefore, since he's watching the meat, we need not be concerned that a bird came, an animal came, and exchanged the meat. However, when, as we started this piece of Gemara, where the meat was left and nobody's watching it, then the halacha is that we have to be machmer. So the Baal Amor says an important word. The Baal Amor says from here we see that we could assume that a Nochri a Nachri butcher who has meat is going to keep that meat properly sealed, properly watched, and he won't leave it exposed. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Teshe Chanuyus, if you have in a neighborhood, 9 stores, Kolos Mechus Basa Shchutam, they all sell kosher meat, Vachas Mechus Basa Nevela, and one sells non-kosher meat. V'lokach Machsman, somebody bought meat in one of those shops, however, Veni De Mezimem Lakach, he doesn't remember from which butcher shop he bought that meat. Dalokhi is Sveika Osir, we have to be Machmer. Because this Gemara is based on the halacha of Kol Kavuka Machza Machza Dami. That even though, as we just said, most of the butchers here are kosher, there's 9-to-1 ratio, but what happened here was this person, this purchaser of the meat, walked into the butcher shop. So he walked into a place that's Kavua. And since his question is about a place which is Kavua, so there, where did the question arise? The question arose when he bought, that he walked into a place. That's considered a situation of kavua. And even though the majority points in one direction, the halacha says that whenever it's a firm, set place, we say kol kavua, kavua, machzadami. Where do we know the halacha of kol kavua, kavua, machzadami? So the Gemara Masechtas Ksubos, Daf Tezvav, Amud Aleph teaches us, the Torah says, "Kichi is son of Reu." If there's somebody who hates somebody else, "Varol of a kamal of ikar nefesh remeis." So we learn from here that you only held responsible for murder when there was premeditated murder. But if somebody threw a stone amongst a group of people, and 9 of the people were Jewish, and 1 was a Nachri, so there he'll be potter for the act of murder. Even though there was a 90% chance that the victim would be a Jew, the halacha is that the halacha looks at, since they were all standing together in a place that's kavua, then we look at it as kol kavua kemechza mechza, it's not more than a 50-50 chance, and the halacha is that whenever we have suffix nefashos, we're mekel. That means, even though statistically, if we followed statistics, he should be chayiv, there's a 90% chance that the person that he killed is going to be a Jew. The halacha is that the halacha teaches us that we follow the rule of kol kavur kenechza mechza. However, benimtza, if the meat was found on the street, again in a place that we don't know from where the meat came, so we say in such a case, called the parush. We rub a parish. If something was separated from an area there we found the halacha of kol kavur kemechza mechza. There we found the halacha of kol the parish, merubish parish. And the Shach says that this halacha that we're speaking about, that we follow kavua, we use both lekula and lechumra. And therefore, just like if there are 9 kosher butcher shops and 1 kosher butcher shop, 1 non-kosher, we say it's 50-50. It goes the other way, and if it's going to be Osama Drabonon, it'll be Safak Drabonon Lakula. Of course, there's a very important question the Paiskim discuss. Yes, we're speaking about a place where there's 9 kosher butcher shops and 1 non-kosher butcher shop. And the Gemara just said, the kol de parush, meruba parush. But what's going to be the halacha if, when we have this situation, most of the 1 non-kosher butcher shop sells more meat than all the kosher butcher shops combined. So says the Chaya Adam, that even though we're saying the rule is kol de parush, meruba parush, the halacha here will be that since most of the meat in this city is not kosher, we're going to have to assume that this meat is not kosher. Says the Beis Ephraim that the significant factor is not the amount of meat, the amount of stores. The significant factor is the quantity of meat. And here, as we just described, the quantity of meat is mostly non-kosher, and that's why we have to be machmer. The Chav Stas disagrees with the Chaya Adam, and he says that as it seems that the Gemara is saying, is that the significant fact is the number of stores, not the quantity of meat. And he brings a raya from a Gemara Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Chof Gimel. And the Gemara says that if somebody finds a lost object whose majority of citizens are Yisraelim, he has to assume that the Yisrael lost the object. He says, so he asks, as the Chayim suggest, that the amount of meat is the determining factor, then we should only say that the case that we spoke about with the money that was lost, that we should attribute it that was lost by Yisrael, only in a case if the Yisrael and the town have most of the money. But let's say that there are a smaller amount of Nochrim in the city, but they are the people that have most of the money, then the halacha should be allowed to keep the money. The fact that the Gemara doesn't make this distinction, says the Chavistas, is a proof that we don't look about quantity of meat, we look at quantity of stores. Says the Chavistas, because the Gemara that we're learning now, that sometimes we say Kavua, and sometimes we say Kol the Parish, Meruva Parish, is not connected to statistics. The way to understand the Gemara we're learning now, he says, it's to be understood that these are halacha based on psukim, and therefore all the other considerations should be disregarded. The Chai Adam says that you can't bring a raya from the halacha of Aveda to the halacha of meat. He says, because when we speak about Aveda, people don't carry all their money with them anyway. So just because the Nochrim have more money than Yisraelim, that's not going to be a consideration. But by the meat, it could be with looking at how much, from where did the meat come, and therefore looking who has more meat is an important consideration. The Ritva points out that this halacha is only said in a place where we know for sure which is the kosher store and which is the non-kosher store. All of that is very included. But let's say the Rishonim, when he went into the store, he wasn't aware which is the kosher store, which is not the kosher store. That's not a case of kol kavua or kavua dami. So here too, ask the Gemara, why can we take this lenient approach after what Rav told us in our shiur today? Rav told us in our shiur today that we follow, that in all these cases, we say, Boshesh Salam Benayim, and since it's Boshesh Salam Benayim, so we should be Machmer under all circumstances. And it says, the Gemara, Hachanami Benimsim Yadok Rechavim, here was always under the control of a Nachri. Since it was always under the control of a Nachri, so that's why we don't have to worry about Boshesh Salam Benayim. Ask them another question on what Rav said. Toshma, Motzaba, if you have a city with Yisrael and Nachrim, and you find a piece of meat, we follow Halach Acharev Bachim. We follow the majority. V'may Mavushal, if we look at the meat, if the meat that we found was cooked, so we look at who are most of the people in the city. If most of the people in the city are Nachrim, we're not going to allow to eat the meat, and if not, we're allowed to eat the meat. But now, if Rav is correct, ask the Gemara, then whenever we have a situation of Boshesh Salam and Ayin, we have to be Machmer. So what's the difference? Who are the butchers? Or who are the cooks? We have to say, why should we not be concerned about Boshesh Salam and Ayin? So says the Gemara, V'chi Tema, so how are you going to attempt to answer this question? Hachinami, that here too, we're speaking about but Nimtza B'yadav T'chavim, that was speaking about in a case where it was found by Nachri. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, he protected Mevushal Ha'achle Basa, we said if it's cooked, we look after who is the main person, the majority of people who cook the meat, Nachsi. Idav K'chavim Nachle, why is that a consideration? If the Nachri is holding on to the meat, so we have to be concerned that the meat, that we have a problem of bishalakim, that the Nachri cut the meat. V'id the Nach Yisrael Nachalei, and if Yisrael's holding it, so then The Yisrael's holding it. The Mishnah, the Brice that says that we're looking about at the way to make a determination, how to paskin here, is based on looking who are the most of the people that eat kosher meat or most of the people that eat non-kosher meat, is clearly an indication that the meat was found not on the hand of a Nochri and not in the hand of Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Ma'eskinen, B'vayim V'reyu. This Mishnah is speaking about a case that the meat was found on the floor, but we're speaking about a case where the meat fell from somebody, but we saw that from when it fell, it was being guarded, and we know that there was nobody that exchanged the meat. There was no bird that exchanged the meat. Since there's nobody that exchanged the meat, so then the psak that the Mishnah gives us, that we follow Roiv Oichlim, is a good psak. Tashma. So the Gemara continues with a Mishnah, Masech Tishkolim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah discusses meat that's found in the Azora. If we find that it was cut into big pieces, it's obviously a carbon oiler. Because the Torah Kedoshah, when it speaks about the carbon oiler, says, V'nitach oisa l'nasocheha. That, and from there we learn that we have to leave it in big piece. Nimtza, if it's small pieces, then we assume it's a carbon chatos, which is eaten by the kohanim, and since it's going to be eaten by the kohanim, they make it into pieces that are edible. Nimtza begvulin, if it's found outside the Beis HaMikdash, if it's a place that is, and most of the butchers, most of the shochtim are Jews, evarim, if it's large pieces, then the halacha is, it's nevelus. Because since it's non-kosher, nobody's going to bother to make it into small pieces. Why would I want to make it into small pieces? I'm going to either feed it to the dogs or throw it into the garbage. If I'm going to feed it to dogs or throw it into the garbage, there's no reason to cut it into smaller pieces. But if it's made into smaller pieces, so somebody obviously went through the bother of making it into small pieces because it should be fit for human consumption, so then it's mutaris. But why? Why should we not be concerned? Again, ask the Gemara. For Basar Shnosal Banayin. Where it was supervised the whole time. So why, if it's a varim, we say it's Navelis? Maybe, why? Why should we say that? The fact that somebody saw that a person dropped that meat should clearly be an indication that the meat was not designated for the garbage or for the dogs. Says the Gemara. Midehu Tama. Whose opinion are we trying to explain? The opinion of Rav, who's concerned about Moshe's Alam and Ayin. Says the Gemara, when that Mishnah was taught in the Beis Medrash, Hitmala, Rav Amar, Rav says that when we're making this type of consideration, it's Mataz Mishum Nevela. The issue is, do we consider this piece of meat a Nevela? Matumas Nevela. But eating it, Rav will always say we may not eat it. It's only because we always need to be concerned about Bashan Salman Ayin. For Levi, I'm a Mataris Bachila, because Levi is not concerned for Bashan Salman Ayin. Says the Gemara. For her, the Rav, this that we've been attributing to Rav throughout our Shir, the concept of Bashan Salman Ayin not being allowed to be eaten, says the Gemara, Labba Ferish Itma was not taught explicitly El Mechlol Itma. Says the Gemara, the Rav Havi Yosa Amar B'Dishtamitz. Rav was sitting on a place that a place of a river, a shtittis. Chazil Hu Gavra, he saw a person that have a ka machfer resha. He was washing the head of an animal in the water of the river. V'notlmenei, and then the animal, the meat fell into the river. Ozel Isa Silta. That person went and got a basket, shudder, he put it into the river because his goal was to retrieve that piece of meat. And he put his basket into the river. And what happened was, Vasek train, instead of one piece of meat coming out, two pieces of meat. Omarav, Avda Nami Hachi. Is that what happens? So unusual. Somebody lost one piece of meat and he ends up with two pieces of meat. And therefore, since something here is irregular, he won't be able to eat either piece of meat, because we need to be concerned that the piece of meat that he lost, the kosher piece of meat he lost, was lost. And these are two different pieces of meat. And this is a consideration of Boshet Sa'am and Ayim. Of course, Rabbi Akiva Eger asks a very obvious question. Here, as we just described the story, there was a real question in front of us. He dropped one piece of meat, and he found two pieces of meat. So there's something that needs to be understood here, and that's why Rav is taking the strict approach. However, we began this Gemara with a situation where the meat was left on the table and unsupervised, and now I came back and I find a piece of meat, and Rav says I have to be concerned that this is not the piece of meat that I found. But that's a whole different situation. So how could this be considered a proof to rule of Boshet Sa'am and Ayin? So Rabbi Akiva Eger indeed says that it's Boshet Sa'am and Ayin. So others try to say that since this is a case of Taruvis, so this, as we're going to be learning later in our perek, there's room for leniency by Taruvis. Since there's room for leniency by Taruvis, maybe because this is a case of Taruvis, we have a right to take a more lenient approach. Amle, Rav Kanaver, Rav Asili Rav, the Suri Shkicha, the Terele Shkicha, says, so they asked him, why are you taking such a strict approach? Because you're assuming that the meat that was found is not kosher. Says the Gemara, why can't you assume that the meat was found was kosher meat, and therefore take a lenient approach? To which the Gemara says, "Amelu d'sura shchicha tfei." When we don't know what the meat is, since there's more non-kosher meat in the world than kosher meat in the world, we have to take a strict approach. But the Gemara is saying that Rav's entire psak is based on this story, not that Rav said it explicitly. So ask the Gemara, v'chim echol amai, but isn't this story a clear indication that Rav subscribes to the concept of Boshet Sa'am and Ayin? Answers the Gemara, v'vasu da'av z'kachavim hava. This story happened by the port with the many Nochrim. And therefore, even though the city had mostly Jewish, shaykhtim, Jewish butchers, but since the meat was found where they're mostly Nochrim, that's why Rav had to take the strict approach. But when we began the Gemara, we were speaking about a place where the meat, again, as I said, was in a Jewish home, in a kosher home. And now to be concerned that that meat was taken away and this is different meat, that's something that we have to, that's maybe not something that we have to be concerned, and that's why Rav would maybe take a more lenient approach. Teda, how do we know that that's the story? The Kamalahu, because Rav said to Rav Kahana and Rav Asli, the Suri Shchicha Tfei, in explaining his strict position, he clearly indicated the reason I'm taking the strict position, the reason I'm taking the strict position is because I know that in this locale, there's mostly non-kosher meat, more than kosher meat. El Rav, says the Gemara, Rav, heche ocha basra, how did Rav even ever eat meat? Why was Rav always not concerned that it was basra shnei sa'am and ayin? Answers the Gemara, b'shatei d'loy olam eimenei. Indeed, what Rav would do is, he would buy meat right after it was slaughtered, and by buying meat of right after it was slaughtered, he would be able to, and he watched it from the moment of slaughter till when it was eaten, and therefore he had no reason to be concerned there was anything wrong with this meat. Ibai Seima, says the Gemara, another teretz, but Sayer v'chasuma. Rav put a seal on the meat, and since Rav put a seal on the meat, that's why Rav was able to take a lenient approach, because he relied on that simen. Vinami b'simona. He made a simen on the meat. And the first thing is that he put something on top of the meat. This is that he made something in the meat. says the Gemara, as we have such examples. Kihad the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna mechatalei tlas karnasa. Whenever he had a piece of kosher meat, he would cut it into a triangle. So it was a unique way of cutting. And since if it was the unique way of cutting, that was why it could be lenient. Of course, there's a very interesting some cipher. We're learning now that if you have a symbol, we could take a lenient approach. Rab would have taken a lenient approach. Why should we not be concerned that the Nochri forged the simon? And therefore, as I quoted in the previous year, some suggest that it has to be a simon that is not easily forged, certainly by a Nochri. But then many Paiskim suggest that even if somebody has a kosher symbol on the food, which is easily forged, you don't need to do really anything to copy it, anything significant. But since legally one is not allowed to misuse a kosher symbol, that is enough of a proof and that is enough of a deterrent that you can rely on that type of a simon. Says Rav Havakazal Bey, Rav Chanan Chasnei. Rav was going to his home of Rav Chanan, who was his son-in-law. Chazimara de Kaila Ape. He saw a boat coming in his direction. Amar Mabrakazal Ape Yoyma Toivalagav. It's a good sign when a boat comes facing me, because it's a sign that there's going to be good luck in the helm. Ozel Kama Baba, and he stood at the door of his son-in-law's home, Fari Bebezed Adasha, and he looked in through the crack in the door. V'chazach Hayosu D'Talia, he saw an animal that was ready, prepared for a feast, hanging in the house. Tarfa Baba, and he knocked on the door. V'naf Kol Amala Kapei, Rav is coming to this home, so all of his family came out to greet him. Vasatav Kanami, and even the people who were working in the kitchen came out to greet Rav. But as all of this was taking place, says the Gemara, Loyal of Ramine, Rav was paying attention to the meat. And this goes back to a concern that we spoke earlier in the shir. Here was like, the Gemara says, a whole piece of meat, a whole side of meat. Is that something that could easily be substituted? And the Paiskim say that from here at Suraya, that once there's a gzera of Basa Shinas Alam and Ayin, so that gzera is in effect no matter what. Amla Echa Hashta, he said, if I would have relied what you were doing, and you are obviously not careful about leaving meat unsupervised, it would have come out. We would have eaten meat that's not kosher. We would have eaten meat that's basar shenas alam and not mayim. So here is an obvious question. The Gemara before had a question. Tosfos asks, how do we know the Rav is concerned about basar shenas alam and ayim? And the Gemara came up with a way of understanding. The Gemara said that story, but the Gemara said that that story is not compelling proof. So, but this story, why isn't this story considered very compelling that Rav was concerned about Shnas Alan Menayin? Because there, Rav, the Gemara said, was mostly non-Jews. But here, it's obviously mostly Jew. So the Ramban answers that the way we have to explain this Gemara is that when the Gemara says that all these people came to greet Rav, it wasn't only Jews that came to greet Rav. It was Nochrim that also came to greet Rav. So over here, we didn't have just Jews that we don't have to be concerned about Bashan Salam and Ayin. We had the Nochrim as well. Since we had the Nochrim as well, now we could understand why Rav had the concern of Bashan Salam and Ayin, but we can't use that as a hard and fast rule forever. So the Gemara says, still like Achel Rav Mehu Bisra. Rav didn't eat from that meat. My Tama, says the Gemara, why? If it was Basar Shenas Alam and Ayin, ask the Gemara, we just learned that it actually wasn't Basut Sasalmanayim. Halei Elam, the Gemara says the Rav paid attention at the time. Elda Nachish, because Rav said something that was like superstitious. He said, if the boat comes in my direction, it's going to be a good sign. And the Tarek Doshu says, and since this meat had a level of nichush attached to it, Rav didn't want to eat the meat. But ask the Gemara, V'amar Rav, isn't Rav the one that teaches us? Kol she'ena ke'eliezer Avram Avinu. We know that when Avram Avinu sent Eliezer to find the wife for Yitzchak, he went to the river and he said, if the girl who gives me to drink, and not me, just me to drink, but my camels, that is a proof that she should be Yitzchak's match. And that's what happened. Yonasan Bishol, the Pasuk says that when Yonasan Bishol went out to war with the Plishtim, he said to his assistant, he said, it depends on how they will react to us. If they tell us come, it's a proof that we should come and prevail. Otherwise, it's a proof not. But here, so that means you're saying, if this way, I'll do this, and if this way, I'll do that. Here, Rav didn't make that type of a stipulation. And therefore, the halacha says, ein anochish. It's not considered an act of nichush. So why are we saying that Rav refused to eat the meat? Says the Gemara, suda reshus havoi, it's a whole different explanation. It was not a sudas mitzvah, and the Gemara says, Rav lai mesanim sudas reshus, Rav only ate from a sudas mitzvah. So of course, all the Rishonim ask, the Eliezer of Avram was a real tzaddik, and how could Eliezer have done something which represents a nichush? Tosfos explains that a ben noach is not warned, doesn't have an issa of nichush, and Eliezer was a ben noach. Says the Ritva says that Eliezer was relying on the schus of Avram Avinu. Since he was relying on the schus of Avram Avinu, that's not considered a nochish. The Chiddush Yeran has a whole different explanation. He says when somebody makes up a nichush that makes no sense at all, that's a violation of Lois Nachshu. What happened over here? Eliezer knew that the home of Avram Avinu is a home of chesed, and therefore the woman who should be marrying Yitzchak should be a woman of chesed. So it wasn't something that he just made up some sort of a sign that doesn't have any reason. That rather that it was really just a way of determining who is the right type of woman to marry Yitzchak, a woman of Chesed. Then the Rishonim ask, how do we understand the story of Yonasan ben Shaul? So again, many Rishonim say that Yonasan ben Shaul didn't mean it as a nichush. He was just trying to encourage his assistant to take the proper approach to the wall, and therefore he said it this way. Another pshat that I saw, again, Duran says that the wording of how they spoke wasn't a nochush, it was that a way of understanding what is the right thing to do. When it's something that's relying on logic, then the halacha is one could be more lenient. Says the Gemara, if Rav would want to determine if it's worthwhile for him to go out on a trip or not, Bodik b'mara. If he found the boat readily available, that was a proof to him that he should go. Shmuel Bodik b'safra. If he want, Shmuel would open up a sefer that was in front of him and see what it says. And if it indicates that he should take a trip, then he would go. If not now, Rav Yochanan Bodik b'yanuka. He would ask a child to say a pasuk to him. And since he would ask a child to say a pasuk to him, that would be the way to determine if he should take a trip. So of course the question is, why is this not considered a nichush? So the Rishonim say a very interesting approach to this. If somebody makes a decision But he wants to determine, or he wants to see if the decision is a right decision. So there, that's not called nachash. And in fact, the Rama in Yoridei Simen Kuf Ayin Tes Sif Dalad. Yesh Oimrim, Dodim Mutter Lassel Oy Simen B'Dovish Yovel Osud. A person can make a simen about something that's going to happen. K'may Eliezer Avad Avram Ayoinesin. V'yesh Oimrim, and then the Rama ends with very powerful words. V'ahoylich B'toim, or B'toich B'Hashem, somebody who doesn't do any of these things, he just completely relies on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says, Chesed Yisav Avenu, he will be the recipient of wonderful Chesed. Says the Gemara, Kulishnei the Rav, all the years, says the Gemara, the Rav lived in Bavel, Havakasalei Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan would write him a letter, or the Torah, Lekadam Rabbeinu Shebavel, he would greet him by saying, our Rebbe, our great Rebbe in Bavel. But says the Gemara, Kinach Nafshe, when Rav was Nifter, and Shmuel became the Rosh Hashiva in his place, Havakasav L'Shmuel, when he would address Shmuel in a letter, he would say, L'kodem Chavreinu Shebavel. He would call him my colleague. He wouldn't call him his Rebbe. Amar, so Shmuel said, Lo yod limid de Rabbi na, don't I know something that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't know? And if I know something that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't know, I'll write him that Dvar Torah, and he'll become my Rebbe. So says the Merkasav Shadalei, so Shmuel wrote a letter to Rabbi Yochanan, and he wrote, Ibur de Shitin Shni. I made a calculation of the calendar for the next coming 60 years, exactly how the Jewish calendar will look. Amar, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Hashto Chishbana Ba'alma Yodah. That just shows that he's a good mathematician, but it isn't necessarily an indication that he's a Talmud Chacham. Kosev Shavalei, so at that point, Shmuel wrote to Rabbi Yochanan, Tlei Sagam Sefik Tremasai. He sent him 13 camel loads of a camel with all questions about Trefus. Omar, so now Rabbi Yochanan got this letter and he saw what a great Talmud Chacham Shmuel is. So he announced, Isli Rabbi Bavel, now I have a great Rebbe in Bavel, Ezel Aksia, and it would be appropriate for me to go visit him. Amalei Yenuka Psukle Pesucha, as we've been learning, what they would used to do is they would ask a child to say the Pasuk, and again, not as a Nachash, and he said, Amalei V'Shmuel Meis, Amar, so Rabbi Yochanan Shmamina Noch Nafsh de Shmuel, that Shmuel passed away, and there is no point for me to go and visit him. Says the Gemara, Bevloyi, that isn't actually what happened. Loish Shach of Shmuel, Shmuel did not actually die. Ella, why was there a simon given from Shemaim that he should not go? The Lelitrach Rabbi Yochanan, they wanted to save him the bother of the trip. Tanya of Shimben Alozo Oimer, Bias, Tinoik, Isham, Abish E Nochish, even though they were not allowed to make a Nochish. But, yes, Simon, if somebody had this three wonderful things happen to him, he got a new home, a new baby, a wife, that, and then he wants to do a business deal, it's a good Simon to do a business deal. However, Amar Belazar, who does Chazak Tlosser Simon? We don't assume that this person should be doing business, and it's a good sign, unless he's had a good track record. The Ksiv, as we find, when Yaakov Avinu said to Yehuda, when Yehuda requested that Yaakov should let them take Binyamin, Yosef Enenu, Shimon Enenu, Binyamin Tikochu. And Yaakov Avinu said, once there's a chazaka, we have to take a stricter, be much more concerned versus a situation that we would not versus a situation that we would not necessarily be concerned. Says the Gemara, "Baymenei Rafuna Marav b'charuzin, if we left meat tied together in some sort of on a string, and then that meat got lost, mahu, is that considered bashu samayin?" Amalei, to which he answered, "Al tishayt b'charuzin, don't be foolish. Harez a simon." It's certainly considered a valid simon. Ikadamri Amrafun Amarav, he said explicitly, Charuzin is considered Charuzin is certainly considered a simon. The Gemara Masechta Tainus says, Mishenechnas Odor Marben B'Simcha. So the halacha is, why are we allowed to do simcha? Why would that not be considered an act of nachash? But now that we learned in our Gemara that something that's a schazik, something that we know has a good sign, then we could take a more lenient approach. So here too, in our Gemara, we could take a more lenient approach because we could take the assumption that if this happened, other so many good things happened to Klal Yisrael, it must be a good time, and we could take that as a sign to do that there'll be a time of simcha of success. Says the Gemara, Nachman Adar Ikla Ga Ve Rav Kahana Lefunara. Rav Nachman from Adar came to the home of Rav Kahana by Pum Dahara, by Mal Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur, Osei Arve Shadu Kadu V'Kliyosei. And birds came, ravens came, and threw down liver and kidneys. Amalei Shkav V'Ocha. Says the Gemara, you could assume that it's kosher. Hinnah D'Ter Shkichat Fei. Since these are days where there's so much kosher meat available, all Jews are eating a lot of meat, we could take a lenient approach. Rav Chibar Oven Isbelei Kakasha. He lost the stomach of a kosher animal, Beni Davin, amongst the barrel of wine. And then it was found. Also Kameda Rav Huna. And then I came and asked Rav Huna, Amalei Islei Simen Begavei, do you have a simen to know it's your kosher meat? Amalei, he said, Loi. Then he asked him, Islei Tavis En Begavei. You don't have a simen, but you recognize it's your meat. Amalei In. And he said, if that's the case, Zil Shkol, you could eat it. Rav Chanina Chazor lost a piece of meat. Also Kameda Rav Nachman. Amalei Islei Simen Begavei, he asked him, do you have a simen? To which he responded, Loi. Islach Tavis Anna Begavei, but can you recognize that it's yours? Amalei In. And he said, Mke Zil Shkol. Rav Nosson Bar Abaya, Isbele Kibur de Tchelta. He lost a bundle of tzitzis, tchelis. Asla Kameder of Chizda. Amalei Isle Simen Begavei. Do you have a simen? Amalei Loi. Then he asked him, Isle Tchis Ene Begavei. Do you have Tvias Ayin to know it's yours? Amalei In. He said, Mke Zil Shkol. Take them and use them without a problem.